And welcome to this week's episode of NFP here on KVLU. I'm Jason, your host. On this program, I speak with representatives from local nonprofit organizations. My guest on the program today is Becky Stedman. She is co-founder and board president of the Beaumont Farmers Market.
Becky, before we get started on our conversation on this episode of NFP, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having us on the show.
Well, it's great to have the Farmers Market on the show. We visited it several times, and hopefully after hearing this podcast, we'll get some listeners to take interest. And I wanted to start off with is I really want to start off first, which is a little bit of the history of it being established. You being one of the founders of the Farmers Market, I just kind of wanted to start there, and then we're going to kind of get into some really new stuff as being a nonprofit that are really going to add some real benefits to the market. But I just kind of want to start again at kind of the beginning.
Well, it is a really good beginning of a story. I met up with a friend of mine, Sarah Palmer, who is also the co-founder of the Farmers Market. This was back in about 2008, 2009, and we just talked about how we were going to be living in Beaumont for a long time, and we loved farmers markets, and we visited them everywhere we went, but Beaumont did not have one. And we separated ways that afternoon, and Sarah called me a couple of days later, and she said, Becky, I feel like we're being called to open a market here in Beaumont, and I really was not getting that call at the time. I didn't feel that message coming through, and she talked to me some more, and she said, look, I know you're busy, but I've asked a man from Houston who consults with people about farmers markets to come to Beaumont, and he's coming on Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock. And I looked at my calendar and being very rushed and looked, and there was nothing on my calendar for 1 o'clock that Thursday. And so I kind of looked up and thought, well, maybe I am getting that call, and really the rest is history. We met with Ray. He talked to us about what it takes to open a market, and it wasn't really a whole lot. A good location, 6 vendors to start with was a good number, and shoppers. So we visited with the city for quite a while, and we looked all around downtown Beaumont because we wanted to bring some life back into Beaumont, and we thought this would be a good way to do it. And the city offered us the parking lot in front of the public library. And in 2010, we opened up in May, and we had 6 vendors, exactly. We had 18 vendors by the time we closed in October because we are a seasonal market. But we had some farmers come in that had blueberries for about 6 weeks, and then the tomato season. But when we closed in October, we had not drawn the community back downtown the way we thought we had, would be able to do. And so when we closed, we went back to the city and asked if we could look for another location. And that's when we came to where we are right now on College Street at the athletic complex under the basketball court. And we love that area, and we've just grown exponentially since 2010.
Okay, awesome. And one of the things about starting it, how has the reception grown over the years as far as the people that participate in using it as a place to sell, and also just the participation of the public?
That's a great question. We originally, Sarah and I would hop in our cars and drive up and down farm to market roads. And if we saw a little garden or somebody on a tractor, we stopped and went and visited and looked at what they were growing and see if there was interest. We don't have to do that anymore. We're pretty well known in about 150-mile radius, which is what we consider local or regional. So when people are starting out as farmers, or if they've been farmers or producers, because we don't just have produce, they know now how to reach out to us. But we're always looking. We're always trying to grow our market. And as far as the community goes, we're probably the best kept secret in Beaumont still. Even after 11 full years, we started our 12th season this past Saturday. We're still pretty unknown in a lot of the corners of Beaumont. We're ready to strike out and become a little more popular.
One of the things about the definitely popular, and for people that haven't visited, you know, there's that focus on that the vendors here are local, and a lot of and most of the products, if not all, are grown and harvested and here in Southeast Texas.
Right. We try to keep all our vendors within a 150-mile radius of Beaumont.
Okay, interesting.
And so there are a lot of people that grow and produce. Along with our seasonal produce, we have salsas, honey, eggs, jellies. We have two people who make soap and body and bath products, all sorts of different areas. And we really can... So to pretend like you're going to the grocery store and get most of what you need. And during this pandemic, back in March, Judge Brannick did deem the farmers market as essential. We were able to stay, or have been able to stay open during this time.
Okay. No, and that's great. Like, what are some of the things that had to be navigated during the pandemic, y'all being open during that time?
Probably the most heartbreaking for us was we were just starting to establish a good locally made craft and artisan section of our market. And because that's not essential in a farmer's market, we had to not include them in our market this past year. We're hoping that'll change as things change with this pandemic and this virus, this nasty virus, driving us all nuts. We had to do the social distancing of our vendors, so that eliminated any vendors in the middle of our market. And so that eliminates the number of vendors we can have at any one time. We do require masks. We were at the peak of our season, when May and June, when we have so many people at one time, we could only allow a certain number in to the market. We were counting as you went in and counting when you came out. We've become very flexible. Please put on your mask. Could be fighting words some days, but you know, we just smile and offer them one, and
sure,
of our customers are very gracious with that.
That's great that everybody has, you know, has been able to do that. Let's talk about the some of the new changes a little bit. Now, the farmers market being a 501c3 organization, which we talk to mostly pretty much all on this program, but how are things changing or restructuring, and what does that lend to being a benefit to the farmers market, the vendors, the public, etc.?
Well, our number one, we were able to write several grants since we've achieved our nonprofit status. And that has allowed us to now hire a part-time executive director or a market manager, as we really refer to Rebecca as. And that's going to help a lot because, again, we've been running entirely by volunteers. So now we're actually becoming a business. And so we can grow. We can bring in more educational programs, more activities into the market, perhaps even expand the market, especially as we get through this pandemic period of time. It's just a good thing. We're also looking to bring in SNAP, which is Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. That will not be in our market until early spring, but because of these grants and the nonprofit status, we're going to be able to apply for those benefits, and I think that will help our market grow and increase our visibility as well.
I think it's one of those things when you look at it, having visited the farmers market before, I mean, it really is a one stop for provisions. You know, it really is. Y'all have really expanded to have so many different, a variety of vendors that it's really just, I think people would be surprised. They need, you know, to see how it's grown and how diverse it is.
Well, thank you. And it has. And along with our produce and our value-added foods that I mentioned, We have two beef vendors, and we have pork and chicken and shrimp. So all your protein is there as well. And just so everybody knows, we do follow all the health department regulations, and our protein vendors follow all the USDA guidelines that they need to follow. So we're trying to keep it up and up and make it the best we can for everybody.
So for the being in the Southeast Texas version of winter, I think that we have entered into at least in the last week or so as we record this. The farmers market opened for business, but what are some different things that people can expect during the colder months as we make our way to spring?
Well, I'd like to tell you you won't see tomatoes, but many of our growers have put in greenhouses, and so we actually had tomatoes this past weekend.
Okay, nice.
We're going to see mostly root vegetables and greens, broccoli, cauliflower, and then we'll change into some strawberries and blueberries, and it'll head into the cucumber, tomato season, squash that everybody loves. And we just sort of slide into it very easily as season to season. And most people know when it's tomato season, and so that's why we have our biggest push. Okra and tomatoes and cucumbers are probably still the most popular produces, but we do have growers who are now looking at, they will grow kohlrabi, lots of different, like watercress, some highly nutritional, very dense greens that people don't see a lot in the grocery store.
I want in closing to talk about, for those that aren't aware, what's the schedule for the farmers market for people to be able to visit?
So we are open now every Saturday from 8 until 11 o'clock, rain or shine, because we are undercover, and we will remain open through mid-December.
Okay, nice.
We cannot even take off for Laura or Delta, so we're there.
All right, located on College Street, too, still, correct?
Absolutely.
What's the name of that area right there, the park right there?
The Beaumont Athletic Complex.
Beaumont Athletic Complex.
Tennis courts and the softball fields and volleyball courts. It's a beautiful area. There's even a park right next to the farmer's market, so you can bring your children, and after you shop or beforehand, or send them with your spouse and let them play in the park while you shop.
It's great, and I thank you, Becky, for being on the program, and look forward to having the farmer's market back here on NFP.
Thank you.
Thanks again to my guest on the program today, Becky Stedman, co-founder and board president of the Beaumont Farmers Market. I'd like to remind you that you can now find NFP as a podcast on all the major podcast platforms. And of course, you can tune in each Thursday morning here on 91.3 FM, KVLU Beaumont.